This is Dr. Oliver's dictating for June 24th, 2024. The first patient is Richard Rivera Ortiz. Richard, R-I-C-H-A-R-D. Rivera, R-I-V-E-R-A. Ortiz, O-R-T-I-Z, like in Zulu. Clinical case of a 66-year-old Hispanic male that is following this clinic because of the presence of CKD stage 3A. The patient has a background of HIV as well as hepatitis C. Regarding the HIV, he's followed by Dr. Laxon, and he has been in very stable condition. In the laboratory workup that was done on June 10th of 2024, the patient has a serum creatinine that is 1.44, the BUN of 27, estimated GFR of 54 mL per minute, which is similar to the last determination that was in March of 2024. The patient is feeling well. Number two, the patient has evidence of a hemoglobin of 18.9, and this is the first time that we notice that elevation of the hemoglobin. We are going to request the ferritin levels, but we are going to notify the primary physician, Dr. Geldart, G-E-L-D-A-R-T, for him to follow this entity and consider referral to the hematologist if appropriate. Period. Following number, HIV, the patient continued to take a retroviral medication. There is no evidence of a disease activity at the present time. Following number, I have to mention that in prior determinations, the patient did not have evidence of proteinuria. Unfortunately, during this blood work, the determination of the albumin creatinine ratio and protein creatinine ratio wasn't done. Following number, the patient has a history of hepatitis C that was treated. He has been seen by the gastroenterologist. He had a recent colonoscopy with removal of more than three polyps, mainly in the transverse colon. The pathology fails to show any malignancy. The colonoscopy will be repeated in 3 years. Following number, mild hyperlipidemia. In the cholesterol is 203. The patient has hypertriglyceridemia with a LDL cholesterol of 112, and the HDL cholesterol at 46. Following number, the patient has a history of coronary artery disease that is not active. Following number, arterial hypertension that is under control. I have to mention that there is a calcium of 10.4 that is slightly elevated. At this point, we are going to repeat the laboratory workup, and if it remains elevated, we will order the appropriate workup. Reevaluation in 4 months with laboratory workup.